Ladies and gentlemen, the long awaited, highly anticipated, blow the whistle, we got the Bulldogs back. Coach at the number 24, as far as I'm seeing, man, what a combination. And I applaud you all for really allowing this to happen, because sister, you know, pressure's on, and you're a diamond, sister. That's how you make diamonds, right, coach? Because of pressure, man. Yeah. And so whatever happened, now it's prepare and let it go, right, coach?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And so that's what coming out, you know, if I don't get goosebumps interviewing you two, I'm putting these all things away. I mean, you're everything that high school soccer is, was, and going to be. And I applaud you all again, like we all do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Is there something special you want to bring off, kick it off, coach?
You know, I think the way our season has started has been a really ideal way to start. We've been able to really kind of come out there. The girls have worked from start to finish of most games, and you know, we always like to, and we've always kind of built our schedule to play against challenging and good teams from the get-go, because you want to be prepared. You know, no matter what you see at any point in your season, you want to be battle tested. And I think that, you know, the way that we've built our schedule, our first couple weeks, it was a lot of challenging teams, and it put these girls under the pressure, like you said, pressure creating diamonds. And I think that's what we want to see, and we want to keep that up as the season goes on. So it's been a good start to the season, and we've been really excited to see how the girls have come out.
And that's number 24. How do I pronounce your first name?
Jalen.
All right, I can do it. I thought it looked different. Okay, so here I am, Jalen. From that moment I saw you, I said, man, that is something. And you got this going on and going on. You got that best 11 going on. You know, people recognize you. You know, I don't know if you got a following in school, you got to have bodyguards or something. I don't know. But the whole idea is that you understand, because the coach has been telling you for the last 3 years. What is it? This year, right now, where you're at right now, where are you going? Not where you came from, but where are you going, sister?
Where am I going? What do you mean, where am I going?
Very good. See, that's what I love about her. Because you just don't go. You analyze. Is where are you going far as tonight against Holt? Because, say, for instance, one game. It's the game. This is the game. There are no other games. Mm-hmm. And so this game, what are you bringing? Did you prepare earlier today? What are you bringing today's match?
I'm going to bring my best, like I do every match. I'm going to try to do everything I can to help the team and put us in a good position to win, hopefully.
Where I come from, they said, that was prepared. You read it and everything. But you are genuine. And I applaud you. So now, as you do the deal, all boats are lifted. All right? The coach is, correct me if I'm wrong, coach, you're building a program here. You came from a program. You're not just, you know, going through a season, doing some games. This is a program.
It really is. We, you know, we've created a situation where, you know, we want to play good soccer constantly. We want to, you know, give these girls the opportunity, but we want to make it fun. We want them to go out there and enjoy what they're doing. You know, to have a player like Jalen, who typically plays center back for her club team, get to come out and play for us, and she's flying up the field as a midfielder. I mean, that gives kids the chance to play soccer in a different way and with a different, you know, name on across their chest, and they know kind of what it's about. So, you know, the program that we're building, I think, is meant for the players to see as much success as possible individually, as a team, and as a culture. Like, that's kind of where we're going. And I think, you know, game to game, I want them to go out there and be able to take ownership in the team, because it's not about me. You know, it's not about, you know, what I achieve. It's about what they want. It's yes. about what they want to achieve. And they kind of have to set that tone and make sure that, you know, they walk out on the field and that's what they want each and every game.
And you build it right in, because that's what I was wanting. We're in the F mode. F-U-N. It's got to be fun, man, or we ain't involved in it. And that's what I would like you to understand, sister, is fun. You got it. Can you, will you bring the other Bulldogs up to you?
Yeah, I always hope that I can do everything I can to bring them to a level that we expect and that we want to see every day. Whether it's my attitude, my energy, my skills, anything really, to bring everyone to the same level of intensity.
Yeah, right on, right on. and that's really the reason why I came out, is because you show it. I see it when I watch you all play. I see it. And, you know, a little bump here, a little bump there. Hey, this is a going the. It's not a destination, it's a journey. And you are, man, I mean to tell you, I'm going to say it. You're the best high school team I've seen so far this year.
Thank you.
You know, we only go 1 year at a time, you know. No yeah. goats around here.
We like to take 1 year at a time, 1 game at a time, even more so. One game at a time.
Amen, sister. And you know everybody's out after you. So is it... Does that play on your mindset? Do you have to, you know, like you like a safe cracker that you have to dial in, because you know everybody who's on that opponent, they're bringing their A-plus game at you. Does that affect you at all?
It doesn't affect me personally, but I know, like, being in the middle of the field, I'm going to get hit a lot. So mentally, I have to prepare for that every game. And I think for the rest of the team, everyone has to prepare to work hard every single game. Like, no game's going to be easy. So
yeah, I can't pay you so you keep your amateur status. But what about, how do you prepare for that battle, so to speak?
Kind of just intensity in practices, mindset, attitude every day, and just bringing the energy every game.
Well, I think somebody must not be listening if they don't understand you, 24. I mean, man, every day you're like this. And you've been like that, I know, 4 years. Has it been longer since kindergarten?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think the coolest thing that I've noticed from Jalen over the 4 years is, you know, she came in as a very mature player, a very mature person, knows the game, knows what it takes every single game, but just the level of calmness that she's gained as she's become a senior, I think she's shown just a certain amount of level-headedness in approaching every game. Like, one play, one game at a time, it's not going to rattle her. Like, she keeps a very, she's kept a very positive attitude through this season, whether we're going through an up or a down, because, you know, high school season, it's one of those, your games, game after game after yeah. game. And if you let things mentally, like, rattle you, it's hard to pull out of that hole. So I think that Jalen's done a really good job. I've been super impressed this year that no matter what's happening on the field, she's kept a balanced and, you know, an intensity, but a calm intensity, which is like huge for a high school student. It's really, really nice. I mean,
yeah,
you can't ask for more than that.
No, you know, nor should you. Professionals, they call a calm mind and a relaxed body. And you should just, so anyway, sister, you got to wrap it up a little bit. The deal is that it's a custom here at Whale Certified to be able to say, hey, sister, is there anything you want to say to your family and friends in the soccer community at large?
I'm grateful for being voted for Best 11. I think being recognized is huge in the game of soccer, especially after a few years of being on this team. Getting that recognition is really good for my attitude and mindset. But I like to thank my family for always supporting me. And, yeah, that's all.
That's huge. That's great. Coach, same.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool to start to see this support for high school girls soccer. And I said it the last time, like, come out and watch some of these games. They're fun.
Yeah,
like,
man.
They're fun. They've got a great group of girls out here. They work incredibly hard. So just coming out and showing your support really goes a really long way to kind of show these girls how much, you know, you agree with what they're doing and you support them and you're there for them. So, yeah, come out, watch a game, pick a Bulldog game. Go Dogs.
All right. And so you know that I know that you know. You're well certified. Someday I'll get this right.